morning. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show about to get into group therapy. If you ever want to be on, you can DM us, Radio Now AM Show. You can also call in at 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Kaylee. Hey, why are we talking to you today for group therapy?
Oh, my God. Good morning. So I went to a psychic, and she told me that my best friend was going to hook up with my man.
What?
I know.
So like, the psychic said your best friend was going to hook up with your man, but have they hooked up before?
No, they haven't. She's my bestie, but like she gave me graphic details about how one night they're at an event and they become intoxicated and they're drunk, and then one thing leads to another. Like, I was livid. Like, I can't talk to I can't even look at my boyfriend. Like, I know he hasn't done anything, but I'm, like, really upset about it.
All right, this just sounds crazy to me. I'm, first of all, very skeptical of psychics. They just tell people what they want to hear.
That is not true.
Yes, they are. Psychics
not
are...
Not all of them.
Okay, I think you're wrong, but I guess it's not the main point. But with this psychic saying that her man is going to cheat, what are you doing? Are you going to change up your relationship now?
Like, did the psychic say this out of nowhere, or were you kind of like, hey, is my man having eyes for somebody else?
No, she pretty much just told me out of nowhere. Hmm. Like, I didn't really ask, like, we were just having a regular reading, and then, boom, she said this is going to happen. Like, I don't know what I should do. Like, should I cut my dude out? Should I just ditch my bestie? Like, or, like, is the psychic bogus? Like, I really can't believe them. Like, you know, we're all supposed to hang out this weekend, but, like, hell to the no.
You said it was, like, a regular reading, so that means, like, you've seen her before? Is this a psychic you trust?
Have her predictions come true in the past?
No, this is the first time I've been with her.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time going to a psychic, so mm-hmm. That's why I'm, like, so confused about what to do. I just don't know.
Do you like your guy?
I do, yeah.
All right. Then why are you trying to throw it away because of some fake person or psychic claiming something that's not even true? That's never true.
I think you just take this in your back pocket. You're aware. You can't get mad at them because they haven't done anything, so you can't get mad. But I just think that it's kind of like it's opening your eyes, so maybe just be aware of
it. It's too late. Listen to her. She's like,
she's mad. Yeah, I get it.
You're treating him as if he actually hooked up with your friend.
What would what would you do if you were in my shoes?
Well, I wouldn't have went to a psychic, number one. Number two, if I had an issue, talk to your man about it. And by the way, 833-563-2539. There's so many angles to cover here with Kaylee. I'm wondering, first of all, if anybody thinks that she should actually end it because a psychic said he's going to hook up with her friend. Also, not that I want to delve into the wormhole, which is psychics, but has anybody ever had something similar to this, or like a psychic's like, hey, this will happen to you, and then it did? Because maybe...
It has happened to me!
Maybe you could sway me, and then I'd be like, well, Kaylee, maybe you should.
I believe that people are spiritually gifted. If you've never experienced something, you can't hate on it till you experience it. And I go for it's like very angelic experience, nothing on the dark side. But I definitely believe that people have insights and they are connected. They've predicted like relationship stuff, job stuff.
See, but I believe that people put that into your mind and then you're like, oh, it did happen, or you make it happen. You will their thoughts to happen. Kaylee, can you hang on for a second? Because we're getting some phone calls right now at 833-563-2539. And I want to try to see if anybody will give you advice. Maybe they've went through your situation and it actually ended up being real. Can you hang on?
Yeah, totally.
All right, we'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Group therapy is going on right now at 833-563-2539. And we're talking to Kaylee, who saw a psychic, and now she's not sure what to do because the psychic said, ooh, I see in your future you paying money for something that's fake. But, I see your man cheating on you with your best friend.
So the plot thickens. You know, I've had a psychic tell me to watch out for specific friends before, just that they're not the real deal friends, like they're surface friends, or maybe possibly will betray you or things like that. I'm like, interesting. And I don't totally cut it off, but I just always have that in the back of my mind.
See,
like, I don't go deep.
I feel like you're making that a reality, though, because it's on your brain. If you would have never thought that, it would have never happened.
I feel like subconsciously we know a lot by the way things feel, and we just brush it it off or, you know, with our mind. Like, oh, no, I'm just crazy.
Let's go to Carmen this morning. Hey, you're also on with Kaylee. What'd you want to say?
So back when I was a teenager, I went to a psychic with a friend, and I was very skeptical. But, you know, sat down, they kind of told me some things of my past, like I'd had a miscarriage they wouldn't have known about.
Some mind-blowing stuff at times.
It really was. And then I was like, okay. And then they said, you know, you will get married to a man, his name will be John. And I'm like, okay. And I wasn't dating anyone at the time. And then I would have two daughters within 2 years apart. I mean, they were very specific. And that my mom would move away when my grandma got sick. Everything has come true.
You married a man named John?
That was his middle name.
Oh,
his middle name
okay.
was John. And I had two girls.
We're stretching it. Because then you're like, well, he had a dog named John, so that has to be a connection.
After we were together for a long time, it was like, oh my God, your middle name's John.
Kaylee, hang on. I got more people that want to try to talk to you this morning. Like Lynn, hey, what'd you want to say?
Well, I had a friend and she read cards and I was 17. She told me that my dad would die within the next 2 or 3 years. And at the time, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
And
you
he
know.
Was totally fine?
Yeah. And 2 years later, my dad died.
Wow.
They found him in a rest stop. Nobody knew anything about it. She also told me that I would have 5 kids and I would have 3 children that passed. Well, I had 3 miscarriages, and now I did have 5 children. I adopted 2 and had 3.
Wow.
All right. That's
incredible.
A lot of stuff right there. I don't know, Kaylee, does that make you think maybe you need to break up more and more now?
Definitely. Like, I feel like it's going to happen.
All right, Bella, you're on with Kaylee this morning. Would you tell her to break up with her man because a psychic predicted that he would cheat on her with her best friend?
Okay, no, because whenever I went to a psychic, it was... I wouldn't say all wrong because it did happen, what she told me, but it happened towards my brothers, like my older brother and my younger brother. She told me I'd get in this huge car accident. It happened to my older brother. She said I'd go to jail. It happened to my younger brother. I think she like pinpointed just to one thing, and that was just about a miscarriage because I was just skeptical about it.
Interesting.
Thank you for the call.
Right, but the one when she was telling her about her past and that she had a miscarriage, like how would a random psychic know that?
All right, let's go to line number 4 this morning. Hey, Kimberly, what's going on?
Let me first tell you, not all psychics are real.
Right.
Second of all, when she said your boyfriend would cheat on you with your best friend, take that with a grain of salt. It may not be the one you call your best friend. It could be someone who calls themselves your best friend.
Ooh.
Don't lose a friend over this. Second of all, this is a boyfriend. He may not be your last. It doesn't mean this boyfriend will cheat on you. It could be someone in the future. But please don't lose a friend over a man who comes a dime a dozen.
You know, how do you even do that?
And like, you're talking about dumping your friend over something someone else said that hasn't even happened. And I heard you say they may have cheated on me and I not know. They may not have cheated with one another and you not know.
Wow.
Interesting.
Kimberly, thank you for calling in this morning. All right. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, Kaylee.
How do you, now I'm paranoid. Like, okay, is it this boyfriend? Is it this friend? Like, you know, like, it's... I still don't know what to do.
I would just sit tight, Kaylee. I don't think you'd do anything, especially if you break up with him and be like, because in the future you're going to do this, then he's going to think you're a wackadoo. So I would just keep the information in your back pocket and just be aware, yeah. I guess.
Keep us updated. If you got anything like an update, maybe you do break up with him or maybe your suspicions are confirmed. We'd love to hear from you again on a little group therapy update. Well, that was interesting.
Did we sway you at all, Joe?
No, and I feel like I'm attacking listeners, and I don't want you to feel like I'm doing that, but it's, of course, when they put these things in there that are so vague, you can make it into something that you want it to be. If somebody told me, like, oh, you're going to get into radio, or you're going to talk to thousands of people a day, and then, like, randomly, like, I have some opportunity to be near a radio station, I'm like, oh, somebody said I'd do this, I'd go pursue it with all my might.
I see what you're saying. But if someone told you about your past, like... In something you haven't mentioned on air, something only, I know your father passed away, something that an inside thing between you and your dad, and they brought that out, Would that change your mind? Because you're like, there's no way someone could know that.
I'd be like, how'd you Google that? How'd you do that?
We should do this. I would love to you to have an encounter with someone that's actually gifted just to change your mind.
Here's what would convince me is if a psychic or whatever you call them, a medium, who, I know they're all different. If they came on and they told me something that nobody else knows and there's certain things that I've never talked about on the radio.
They're going to tell you things you don't want to hear. I'm just going to tell you.
You can't get mad at them for saying it on the air.
I won't.
Okay.
Bring it. Bring it. All right. All right. That's group therapy here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll set this up for next week.